Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Morning
to you, Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning to all of our family around the world. Welcome to the Community of Faith online family. Glad to have all y'all with us.
Good morning, good morning. I'm glad to have y'all with us, too.
We are glad to have you all with us. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you're looking forward to a powerful time in God's Word, because we're going to have a powerful time in God's Word today.
Amen.
So.
Already.
Bye-bye.
Oops.
Somebody's talking somewhere.
So,
yeah, that's me.
So,
we got echoes all over the place. You'd think we lived in the mountains.
All right. That. This is one wired house right here, let me tell you.
No kidding.
Goodness sakes alive. Welcome, 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 welcome. But it'll be all right. It'll be all right. Now, let's see if we can do this again. There we are. Well, all right then. We'll let that show up. So, welcome. Hopefully you're having a great new year. As we have said throughout this whole new year, up till today, every time we get together. Make sure you got your list out. Make sure you set some goals out for yourself. And establish some things in God this year that you have never established before.
Amen.
This is the year to move forward. Of course, every year is the year to move forward. Felicia Eicher, welcome, ma'am. It's good to have you with us today. This is the year to move forward. Do not in any way weaken in your resolve to do and be everything God wants you to do and be. Do not weaken in any sense of the word. And make it so that it's not a New Year's resolution. Make it a lifestyle change. I am changing my life. Like Norman Vincent Peale always said, Norman Vincent Peale said, you are today because of everything that's gone on in your life. Why do you want to keep going on in that kind of a life? You don't. Well, you have to change it. And this isn't just a hype speech. This is God Almighty lives on the inside of you, and he wants you to be filled with the fullness of God. If people could just get it. I mean, if people could just get it. Let's see if I can say that differently. If people could just get it.
Would
get it. There you go. Because you can. It's whether or not you will. That's very good. Sister Leanne is going to be preaching this morning. Everybody pay very close attention to what she's saying. All right. Every single one of us have the ability to get this new life that we're living. Every one of us do.
Yeah.
Will you reach out and grab a hold of it? Because he, not church, not religion, he in you.
Amen.
Don't you just love the sounds of that?
I love it.
Don't, Brother Dan and Sister Gwen, love you guys. Sister Leanne Cottle, love you. Glad to have you this morning.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's awesome to have you here. I'm sure glad you showed up on time today.
Here's
you've been having a problem with you being
really
tardy lately.
Thing. That is a really funny thing. Anyways, good morning, Dan and Gwen. Love you guys.
Everybody be in prayer for Sister Gwen, Sister Leanne, that she'll always show up on time. Hallelujah.
I believe Ripley and I are usually here first.
Oh, now we're going to have one of those contests, huh? Well, back on Tuesday. I have a feeling that back on Tuesday, if I'm remembering right, you were not on time. No.
Hi, Sunday.
You see how messed up that gets real quick? That gets messed up real quick. All right, everybody say it. Chris Timmer, come on here and give us a report.
Amen. Chris Timmer, get on here and give us a report.
Amen. Chris Timmer. Get on here and give us a report. We want to see pictures and see you in your new house.
And good morning, our sweet sister Sunday. We love you.
Good morning, Sunday. We love you. Good morning, Sunday and Sunday. And, you know, if people walk around behind me to and from the microwave, it's all right. They're just heating up their life.
Did you see me?
We saw everything you did.
You did?
Yeah, we can see you reaching for the chocolate frosting in the refrigerator.
This is maple syrup, not chocolate.
No, I can't see it. Okay. I'm just saying. So, hopefully your fast is going well. I got to read you a story today. Listen to this.
All right.
This story is from a friend of mine that... My goodness, I never knew it, but he posted this on Facebook this morning. Oh, come on. Isn't that something? why in the world would you not bring up my own friend on Facebook? Huh? Can somebody help me out?
I think sometimes it rebels against all of our activity at one time, and it just takes it a minute.
There it is. Listen to this statement about fasting. Listen to this statement about fasting. Oh, my Lord, how many posts have you made since you talked about fasting?
Does he have a search bar?
Listen to this post about fasting. Oh, my Lord. Here we go. I want you to hear this. I know you don't have any choice but to listen, but it's just something that preachers say.
They can click out.
Listen to me.
So they choose to listen.
The Lord called my mother to fast and gave her a new name. Her name was Hazel Estelle, but she became Gloria. It's what all called her but her sisters. And me, I called her Mom. Mom's fast was the entire month of February. She had one cup of red rose tea every morning. And for supper, another cup of tea. That's all for the entire month. Here's how I knew it was from God. She'd pray at least 4 hours each day for specific things or someone that God put on her heart. And go to bed at 7 to read the Bible until 10 or 11 each night. As a child, she had the entire Old Testament memorized by the time she was 12.
Wow.
By 15, the entire Bible. Not just the words, but what they meant and how they applied daily as a Christian. She was filled with the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues by 1906. In the eastern part of Canada, far from Azusa Street as you can get. But the amazing thing about her fast was drinking only 2 cups of tea, no sugar, just a little milk. She never lost even 1 pound in 28 days. She felt, looked, and acted as if she had 3 square meals a day. Her prayers were always answered, no matter what. Mom was born in 1898 and lived a long, full life. She was a minister with my dad, a Bible teacher, giver, prize-winning baker, seamstress, God's doctor, laying hands on hundreds of people in Florida back in the 30s and 40s, and a theologian.
Wow.
People came from all around to hear her teach, as she actually lived every word of her Bible with faith and power. She scared the hell out of the devil every day.
Hallelujah. That's amazing.
What a story.
That's wonderful.
What a story. What a story. And a testimony that all of us can listen to about fasting.
I was feeling pretty strong about my fasting, and now I'm feeling kind of like a wimp.
Well,
my goodness.
Here's what you and I learn from this. I'm going to go live.
Good morning, Kathy.
Kathy Marie Angaroni, we call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Here's what we learn from stories like this on fasting. There's a specific power that comes in our life when we fast. It is of absolute importance that we do this. Jesus said, this kind of unbelief does not come out except by prayer and fasting. But I think what we're learning, well, I know what we're learning this year, is it's not starvation that gets you somewhere. It's you making a commitment before God and saying, I'm doing this so my relationship with you will get better, and then giving yourselves to it, spending more time in the Word of God, and very specifically dealing with issues in your life. You and I can gain, we can gain, we're fasting, let's get some grain, okay? We can gain great strength from seeing these testimonies,
yes,
of these who fasted. Isn't it something that George Frederick Handel wrote the Messiah as he fasted for 40 days?
Yeah.
A mean drunk.
And that came out of.
He wrote the book of Isaiah out of a 40-day fast, drawing closer to God. And here's what you and I have to do. You and I have to realize God has a power that goes way beyond what you and I seem to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Way beyond.
Amen.
And, you know, one of the things we learn is there's a power in God that we know nothing about. And the only way we begin to know it is we begin to enter in and say, God, show me all of your power. The first thing he's going to do every time is say, do this. When you say, show me your power, he's going to say, do this. It'll be different for everybody. When he says, do that, what he's going to show you when he says, do that, is his power. It'll be a challenge to your natural eyes, your mind, your understanding, and you'll be like, that don't even make a lick of sense. Why would I even do that? Well, here's why you do it. Because he can see on the other side of what you said,
mm-hmm,
I want to know your power. And he's like, oh, this person needs this. Bam. And you come out seeing the power of God in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
You talk while I clear the frog. Never ceases to amaze me that I talk all morning with Leanne with no frog and turn the video on and
it isn't that steady flow.
We,
well, it kind of is.
Are you ready for an hour of faith?
Yes.
Wait, let me say one more thing right at the beginning of the taper. Today's message is a powerful message. Walking in faith automatically resists the already crushed enemy of deceit. Now,
wow.
Last night after the program, we were on a 2-hour-long
webinar
with Dr. Mark T. Barkley talking about end times. And we're going to do that again on Wednesday. And we want you to be a part of it.
We're doing it during the program.
During the
right?
program on Wednesday, we want you to be a part of it. It will not be live. The program will not be live. I cannot go live with it. It'll be on my personal Zoom account. I want you to be a part of it because of what he says. It is very alarming what he says, but very encouraging.
Yes, amen.
Very encouraging. And so I want you to be a part of it. Now, it costs $100 to be able to be a part of it. That's $100 seed that we have sown into Dr. Barkley's ministry. This ministry has sown $100 seed into it. Several people have already sown a seed to be a part of it. I'm going to tell you something. You've probably never heard a man of God speak the bold words that this man is going to speak. He has paid a very severe price to be the prophet of God that he is. It's not like it's something he said in a sermon and I heard him. I've watched him with these two own eyes, standing in the church building with him, watching him pay the price for integrity and honesty and faith and righteousness. And I know this man. He's who I have my credentials through. So here's the deal. This is Wednesday night. January 12th. It's going to start at 8 p.m. Eastern, okay, at 7 Central. That's at the time we normally start. We will not be live on Facebook. We will not be live on YouTube. We will not be live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm making this very clear. I need you to download Zoom, and then this week, you and I do a test so you know we're connected and you can be a part of it. I'd also appreciate it if you would sow a seed to order. Anything, if we go over the $100, we'll just sow it to Dr. Barkley. It's his ministry.
Yeah.
And that'll be a good seed that we sow. We sow seed there all week long regularly with Dr. Barkley, so that's not a difficult process. I can't stress enough, you need to be there. You need to be there.
Yeah, it is so eye-opening.
It is very alarming. Mm-hmm. It's going to cause you great caution in your life. But it's also going to make your spirit man come very alive and say, hold it, I'm not going astray. I'm not one of those that go astray.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be Wednesday night at the normal program time, only on my personal Zoom. It will not be public. So I need you to be there with me.
And
remember
if
what,
you have any questions about that private message, Pastor, he'll be glad to explain all of that and go through it with you if you have not used Zoom. Before.
If you have not used Zoom, I am making this statement. If you've never used Zoom, I need you to get it because right now it's the process I can use to give you things that can't be public. All right? And there's probably other platforms. I don't know them. Zoom works for me, and I've paid for it so that I can broadcast and have a multiple number of people with me. So I just encourage you to come and be with us. I will help you connect. Mm-hmm. We'll spend time with you making sure you know how to connect so you can be there on Wednesday night with us. Are you ready for the word?
We are.
We are.
We are ready for the word.
Can you? Let's get started. Wait, I don't have my confession up.
Oh.
And I don't have it memorized effectively yet.
There was something else I was going to say. Oh, the reason that this webinar is on Zoom only, too, is because Pastor Barkley won't put it public. It is
right.
A private webinar. So you can only get to it through.
Right. It is not public anywhere. It will not be public anywhere.
Right.
Here we go. Hold your Bible up.
Here we go.
This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
God's holy living word.
God's holy living word.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God's word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God,
the Holy God
is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life today.
In my life today.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word.
And plant him as a seed,
in
the good soil of my heart,
in the good soil of
producing
my heart,
a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body,
in, my spirit, soul, and
in
body.
Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I live in the body.
I live in the body.
My spirit man receives this word.
My spirit man receives this
and
word.
And changes our life
and
today.
Changes our life today.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4.
Good morning, Rebecca.
And we're
glad
going
to, have you with us.
To verses 1 and 2. 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2.
Yeah, Rebecca and Dan were both part of the webinar last night.
YouTube is live if you need to use it. And so is Blog Talk Radio. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits, deceiving spirits, and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Wow. I'm going to just read on down to 5. I can just see it. Verse 3. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from food, which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Believe and know the truth. Every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And that's for those people that's going to tell you, don't eat this and do eat that. And if you eat this, you're wrong. You might go to hell. And if you eat that, and which day of the week to worship on, and all that other nonsense that's there that you don't need to be a part of. Can I get an amen from somebody? Now watch this. Many will depart from the faith in the last day because they give heed to a seducing spirit. Well, let's read the God side of that verse. That's the enemy side of John 10:10. Let's now read the God side of the same process. Romans chapter 10, and we're going to read verses 8 through 10. Romans 10, 8 through 10. So, in the day that we live, many will give heed to seducing spirits and walk away. Say it with me. That will not be me.
That will not be me.
Not a day of my life. Look at this. Verse 8. Romans 10, 8 through 10. But what does it say? The word. The word is near you, in your mouth, in your heart, the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Say it. I am saved.
I am saved.
You am. And I'm a witness that you am saved. All right? I haven't seen Brother Roger. Did you give him a text?
Yes.
All right.
Let me send it in my computer.
Verse 10. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. What does it say? Verse 8, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. The word of faith that we preach, with the mouth confession is made, the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart, I'll get it. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. Verse 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. One more verse to set this up, and then we're going to talk a little bit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse number 5. No. 2 Thessalonians 2. Verse 5, 6, and 7. I want you to get this picture. In the latter day, many will give heed to a seducing spirit, a doctrine of a demon, and go away. We're now on the life more abundantly side of John 10:10. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, and faith comes by hearing. Watch this. Verse 5, do you remember when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know that what is restraining the Antichrist and all of his ways, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he, God, Jesus, in us who now restrains will do so until he are taken out of the way, and then the lawless one will be revealed right in front of your eyes. Not our eyes, because we'll be gone. Say it with me. Pastor, get it right. I'm not going to be here.
Amen.
You're
amen,
not.
Amen.
All right, we got to grab one more. James 4, 6 through 8. All this message is burning in us. We're going to preach it now for a month. Got to get this into us. You and I are not the weak, the failing, the down, the depressed. We are not. We are filled with Almighty God.
Amen.
Say it. I have all the fullness of God.
I have all the fullness of God.
You do.
Me.
I want you to realize this. After Elijah fasted for 40 days, mm-hmm. and he went and spoke to Jezebel and Ahab, and the drought was over, God said, you better get running. And after a 40-day fast, Elijah outran the horses of King Ahab. After a 40-day fast, he, on his two feet, outran the horses of the king. You might say, well, Pastor, you know, that's a great prophet. No, he's a man. It says it right here in James chapter 5. Elijah was a man just like you and I are. But what is it? It's you and I learning to trust the strength of our Father coming inside of us, producing something we've never seen before, and shutting down the rationale of the world that says, you must be bound to your bodies, bound to your environment, bound to, No, we're not bound. We are supernatural. We're not of this world. Watch this, James 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. God does. You notice that he is capitalized. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Well, if you want grace, what might you ought to be? You might ought and be humble. Watch this. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. And then he says, lament, mourn, and weep. That's getting serious about it. Verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Now get this picture. Many, we read it in 1 Timothy 4, many are going to depart from the faith. But many are going to come to the faith.
Amen.
There's revival all over this world. Mm-hmm. Right now, in the most wicked, vile nations of the earth. One of the things Dr. Barclay talked about on the program last night was China, how China's falling apart. That's our prayers, guys. I'm telling you, you got to get there on Wednesday night. No matter what, make your schedule, get there. Yes, help us see and live beyond sight. Amen, Dan. I'm in that with you. Woo! Say this with me. I'm going to humble myself. I am humbling myself. And God is lifting me up. See, at the same time there's this huge falling away, there's also a huge number coming to God. Look at you. In the time of falling away, you have come to God and drawn closer to him. Right? Many will give heed to doctrines of demons. Many will hear the word of faith and become one with God and establish his kingdom on this earth till the last day the trumpet blows. We'll be in the face saying, You are a liar, devil. Shut up. Jesus is Lord.
Lord. Amen.
See, if we're not careful, we'll get into the old Baptist, Wesleyan, charismatic. Yeah, they all preached the same message, even though they didn't like each other. They all preached it's bad, it's really bad, it's falling apart, it's all going to hell, bad, it's really bad. You better be poor. You better be sick, or you can suffer for Jesus. They all did. The Baptist, the Methodist, they all preached that doctrine. Well, guess what? You can go that way if you want to. I don't recommend it. It's a life of misery and frustration and confusion about God, because he's filled you with all the fullness of God.
Rejecting what Jesus did for us.
It's rejecting the sacrifice that Jesus did. Is it being proud or gossiping? If someone does or says something and makes you go, what if you discuss it with someone trying to put it in perspective, make sure you are not overreacting? Well, it's not wrong, but who that person is that you're talking to it about ought to be someone in your spiritual leadership. Somebody that can either solve the problem, or you're going to tell it to somebody that don't need to hear it, and now you're going to be in gossip because you've told somebody that doesn't need to know that about somebody else. See, watch this. As soon as you and I open our mouth and talk about somebody else to anybody but God, I mean, if your spouse is holy, you talk to your pastor. There's nothing wrong with that. But see, God, what God says is love them.
Yeah.
He does. And if you and I use a name about another person, now the person you're talking to has a diminished view in their mind about that person. And that person could have repented, totally changed their ways and come to God. And the next time you'll see them, you'll snarl at them. Well, how do you know if they changed? When we give somebody else's information out, we've now sinned against that person. You can talk in any situation about situations that with no names. Mm-hmm. But now if you're looking at somebody and say, well, there was a person, you know, he lived down the street in the White House with the number 1510. No, you just gave the name away. I'm going to tell you about somebody, and I'm not going to tell you who, but he was part of the family. Well, you're going to expose that situation. Talking in generalities about life based in the word of God, you never talk about somebody to talk about them. You talk about word, how I'm going to fix me dealing in this situation. You will never change how many people are talking about you. Never. Never.
But you are a human yourself, and talking to another human that's at the same level as you with probably the same perspectives or different, it's just better to go to God.
It's better to go to God or up to your spiritual leadership, somebody that you can have. Now watch. Submit to God. Resist the devil. I want you to see this. Submitting to God automatically resists the devil. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You coming here to this program right now, for an hour of faith at noon on Sunday, you are resisting the devil. Why? Because you're submitting to God. It's an automatic process. You don't have to get up and walk around the room. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. I sure hope I can resist today. No, you don't even have to think about that another day. Just submit to God, and you will automatically resist the devil. Here's how it works. When you submit, your heart is now checked when you begin to do something you shouldn't be doing. When you submit, your mind is automatically going to come back to the word of God. When you submit to God, God's going to give you words to speak out of your mouth that are words of righteousness and not words that's taking you the wrong way. When you submit to God and his word, you're going to shut off the flat screen and you're going to turn on this screen and say, I'm going to open the pages of God's book, and I'm going to get back into the words that Pastor's given us to study and meditate in, and I'm going to do it like the Bible says to do it. It doesn't matter if I got to listen to that same message 100 times. I will get this in my life.
Amen. Woo.
I'm telling you, I got messages like that of Dr. Barclay's that I heard 100 times. Today when I hear them, they're like, wow, that's really elementary. And I have to say, that means in my life, religion and religious doctrine had covered up the truth so much, it took me 100 times to peel that wickedness and religion off where I could finally accept the truth of God's holy word.
Amen. Wow.
Watch this. In this day, there's going to be millions that go astray. After having already known the truth. I don't even know how to say it. Well, look at us again. 1 Timothy 4:1. The Spirit expressly says, some will depart from the faith. Oh, Felicia, we've all had those oops moments.
Oh, yeah.
Put the blood of Jesus on it and keep hammering.
Yep.
Put the blood of Jesus on it and keep hammering. Ain't nothing you can do. We're in combat, and you just learned that's not an effective combat technique. I won't do that anymore. You know, the Vietnam vets were trained in Louisiana because that was the closest hot, sweaty, muggy, tropical they could get in the United States of America. But when they left Louisiana jungles and they hit the jungle of Vietnam, everything they learned, it was important because it got you an understanding. But forget about that. We better deal with what's in front of us right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. They had real snakes in the jungle of Vietnam.
Yeah.
Mike Warnke said they were marching along one day and a big old python just fell out of a tree right on a bunch of people.
Oh.
And he said, we all had our K-bars and our pistols. We were getting ready to take that stinking snake off of our buddy, but we had to figure out where the snake was, and our buddy ended. We didn't want to, cut your buddy up, But I want you to see this. Right in the process where some are going astray, millions are going to come to Jesus. We're not in the weak hours of the church. We're in the strongest hours of the church. We're in the hours where you and I are going to shine the greatest. But we got to get rid of all the junk that does not have anything to do with God. It isn't of any value to you. What value do you have spending your time doing anything that is not going to produce life and life more abundantly for you? But it was a cool movie, Pastor. Yeah, but could you have stuck your nose in the word and begun to speak with your mouth the word of God as in the same amount of time? Yes, you can. I'm not against movies. There's 1,000 good movies today. There truly are 1,000s of good movies. But if you're still fighting with sickness in your body, you better turn the movie off and get the book out and say, shut up, brain. I am going to give myself to God's holy word right now.
Amen.
Now, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, does it really work? I'm going to tell you right now how it works. I'm going to tell you. There's no sin in this house. And that TV don't turn on none of that garbage. If that TV's on, it's either going to be worship and praise music, or it's going to be a preacher preaching that has got the very thing I got to deal with in my life right now. Why? Because heaven is real. We're going to stand in front of Jesus and be judged for our faith. If our faith isn't actively producing all the health we need in our body, all the soundness we need in our mind, all the money we need in our pocket, all of the blessing to the community you want to be, then shut the stuff off and get your nose in this book. I'm not being hard or mean. I'm just telling you, if you follow my example, that's what we do every day, all day long. That's why God's moving us and growing us and promoting us and making this thing go all over the world.
And the end is close and real.
And the end is close and real. I mean, guys, I want to see 2022 go all the way to the end because I want to win that many more people. I truly do.
Mm-hmm.
I want all my family and friends around me to come to Jesus finally. I really do. So I don't want him to come today, but I'm going to tell you. With what we heard last night, we are seconds away. This is not a time. When you get to Jesus, your time on earth and our stewardship here is all done. Hey, but Pastor, I like to ride motorcycles. I do too. I honestly do. You ain't never found a more motorcycle man than you found right here. I'm very serious with you. Very serious. If you'll surrender that to God, and give your heart to learn him, God will take what you know as soon as you know him and can put it in other people and then use that to go reach people in that area. I wanted a motorcycle, and I just had to submit it to God. And a man walked up to me and said, "You are supposed to reach veterans and the military. I'm giving you my Honda Goldwing." I had a friend. I have a friend. He lived in Wisconsin, pastor. He asked me to come preach for him. I was preaching for him. And we're talking one day. I preached a couple nights. He said, "God's telling me to do something weird this year." I said, "Well, number one, it's not weird if it's God. Number two, whatever he tells you, go do, because water's going to turn to wine."
Amen.
I said, "So what is it?" He said, "Well, he's told me to double tithe all year." Well, that's interesting. He didn't say tithe and then sow a seed. He said, "No, double tithe." I'm like, "Well, I ain't never heard anybody else say to do that, but it sure doesn't violate God's word. And it's obvious on the other side of double tithe, the windows of heaven are open. The glory of the Lord is upon you. The devourer is rebuked everywhere. God's going to call you a delightful land. Your seed's going to be in the ground and not die. So might ought to do it." He goes, "Do you know what that means we got to do?" I said, "No, I don't." He said, "But I'm going to have to go get a job to double tithe." I'm like, "Huh." He's a pastor of a church, and he's a drummer, and he has drummer classes. That's where he made his money besides the church. And there was a little town, and they probably had 50 people in the church or something. I'm like, "What are you going to do?" He said, "I'm going to go get a job." So him and his wife both found part-time jobs, made enough money to double tithe, and they did it all 52 weeks of the year. The first week of January of the next year, somebody gave him two brand new four-wheelers. Four-wheel drive four-wheelers decked out and a brand new truck.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you.
Wow. I love these stories.
They quit their jobs. They got on their four-wheelers and went into northern Wisconsin, into the trails, and won hundreds of people to Jesus on the trails riding their four-wheelers. Now listen, from that point, somebody else, God raised somebody else to take that church. He moved to Missouri and started another church, and that church is blown up. But wait, he had to be alone with God enough that God could say to him, "This year I want you to double tithe," which is way out of people's understanding. People don't get that. But what difference does it make? God knows what he's doing. He knows what he's got coming down the road for you.
Yeah.
Wait. God might say to you, fast your sweets all year long. Look at this lady. She didn't drink anything but red rose tea. Now, I like red rose tea. My mom and dad drank it when we were kids. I drank it my whole life. I like it. But 2 cups a day? Now, see, all that does is mess with our brain, our mind saying, you can't do that. Well, she did it. And not only did she do it, she memorized the whole stinking Bible. Wait, the whole beautiful, majestic word of God.
Amen.
See, what you and I tend to do is, no, I know better for my life than you, God. Well, wait, none of us would ever say that to him. None of us would ever say that to him. But if we're not careful, hey, Tisha Jones is watching.
Hi, Tisha.
Welcome. Good to see you. If we're not careful, that's what we'll end up saying to God when we can see great and mighty amazing answers. Now, I've gone to preaching, and I still got a whole lot of word to get out of us today. So, number one, in this great time of deception, it's also a great time of revelation. Mm-hmm. Which one you give yourself to is what you will be. Do you want the deception? There's 1,000 preachers preaching it. Go follow them. And you'll depart from the faith. Do you want the revelation? There's 1,000 preachers preaching it. Right here's one of them. Follow us, go up to another level. At the very exact same time, working alongside of each other. And it's just a matter of our choice of what I'm going to go for. Now watch this. The enemy hates biblical order. Our enemy hates biblical order. All right? Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. No, chapter 14. And let's go down here. To verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently in order. What if you feel that you're so far behind the curve that it's not going to make a difference? Never, you're never so far behind the curve.
No,
nobody is. It's called grace knowledge, grace wisdom. When you give yourself to God, while you sleep at night, he fills you with what you're seeking if you're diligently seeking him. It's not about how far you have to go. It's about how far you've come and what you're willing to do to get it. God moves people supernaturally right beyond where they are. It's called grace knowledge. Grace knowledge. Paul said, let all things be done decently and in order. If you look at this chapter, this is the chapter where Paul talks for the whole chapter about speaking in tongues, why we speak in tongues, how it's supposed to be used in church, the glory of it. It's the most perfect way to communicate with God. Do it in your prayer. Do it in your singing. Do it in the public. Do it in the private. But then he said, let all things be done decently in order. Hey, Brother Al made it. Love you, Brother Al. Welcome, man.
Oh, there. Okay.
Good to see you. One more to go. Roger Oxy, where are you? Mary Pastorek, welcome. Love you guys. So say this with me. God is filled with order.
God is filled with order.
Go look at the universe.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
If you've been following me reading the book of Job, one thing about those four people, Job, Eliphaz, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Phufaz, or whatever his name was, all four of those guys knew the universe. They knew the stars. They knew the ocean. They knew the power of God. All four of them knew it. The order that's there. When you look at Genesis chapter 1, the moon and the stars was given for times, season, days, months, and years. It is a perfect order that has been in order since it started. Everything about God is order. Everything about our enemy is disorder. Listen to the Democrats talk today. Ask them a question. Well, Jake was out playing in the yard and the cat bit him and there was a fire over on 3rd Street. And you're like, what in the world are you even talking about? They have no order. Why? They are filled with the devil and reprobate. They sold their soul to the devil and they're reprobate. Let all things be done decently and in order. That's your choice and that's mine. Well, Pastor, I just grew up in a sloppy house. Whatever.
Put it in order.
Get it in order. Put your own shoes in your own closet. Pick up your socks and underwear. Amen? If you brush your teeth, put your toothbrush away. And clean up the sink when you're done. Bathroom publicly, don't just throw your stuff in the corner and hope it hits the toilet or hits the trash can. Pick it up.
Amen.
Order your life, and God will bring order to your life.
Amen. Order.
Jerry Savelle said he went to boot camp during Vietnam. He said, we got off the bus. We're standing in the straight line. That DI is screaming at us. He said, the guy next to me looked like he just got off a tractor. He's still in his overalls and his straw hat. The guy next to him was a man in a suit with a briefcase. He said the guy next to him was a hippie, long-haired, barely able to stand up. He was so high. And he said, I thought, man, this man's army's in really bad shape. But in the matter of 6 weeks, they had become mighty warriors. Why? By the renewing of their mind and a DI that would look at him and say, no. Down and give me 20 or 100. See, God gave you and I the ability, if we'll submit to him, to be in charge of our own destiny. There's a whole lot of people that say they're in charge of their own destiny, but they don't want nothing to do with God. Why would you not want the creator of the whole world to lead you where he wants you to be? Well, Pastor, God always tells me to do something that I don't want to do. Why is he telling you to do that? So that when you do it, he's going to reveal a side of you, of himself to you, you never saw before. And after you get done doing it, you'll be like, oh, my God, let me show you who God is.
Amen. Amen.
Because he took you to a new place.
Yeah.
Because you let him take you to a new place. Man, I'm just preaching and I got to keep reading the Bible.
And he could be moving you out of the way of a freight train.
And he is most definitely moving you out of destruction that's coming from our enemy.
Yeah.
Look at this. Let's go to Matthew 12, 35 through 37. 25 through 37. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's perfect example, Felicia. Secular humanism has taken God out of everything.
Oh, yes.
That is
yes.
Their purpose, to remove God from every part of life. God's not in science. God's not in nature. God's not in politics. God's not in religion. God's not in church. And the Antichrist will give them a religion with signs and wonders. They're fake. They're wicked. He's going to give it to him. And you and I have the real McCoy. He lives inside of us. Amen? Look at this. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. Every city or house divided against itself will not stand. God, get rid of the division. Wait, not just in your house, in you. You got to get rid of the division in you. Is Jesus the healer or isn't he? Is he the provider or isn't he? The Holy Spirit your helper or isn't he? Some are going to give heed to seducing spirits. Some are going to give heed to God. One's going to crash and burn. The other is going to become a giant in the last days and transform thousands of people's lives. 26, if Satan cast out Satan, he's divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? It can't. But he's the master of division. Let me say it different. I like using that word. He's not a master of nothing. He's used division so long, he has the ability to get it in one little piece at a time and take us away if we're not careful. Jesus said, if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? 28, if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come unto you. 29, how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? And you and I are all the same. You ain't coming in my house. I got some hot lead for you. And yet we'll not be careful of what we say and what we watch and what we hear. How can someone who has been in the faith give heed to a seducing spirit? Except the first time the enemy come, they resisted. The second time he came, they resisted, sort of. The third time he came, they're like, well, you know, man, have you ever thought about that? And the fourth time he came, they're like, you know, I'm thinking that's probably a pretty good idea. The enemy don't come and stand in front of your door at your house and say, hi, I'm the devil, I'm going to destroy you, and you invite him in. That's not how it happens. You're a little, they're a little. That's how it comes. But do you remember how the word of God comes? Line upon line. Precept upon precept. The difference is the enemy erodes you one thought at a time. When you give yourself to God, he builds you 100 thoughts at a time, because this word is infused with life. So every time you speak it, you speak life into your home, life into your body, life into your family. And it touches things you can't even see that your breath is reaching where you're talking. Right?
Right.
Now watch. Is this good word or
it
what?
Is good.
This is. I got this morning sitting there fast as I can type on my phone like, woo, Jesus. Look at what it says. 30. He who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather to me scatters abroad. That's very interesting. One of the things that we're all really dealing with since COVID, the pandemic, is, man, I used to go to the lake on the weekend, and we used to go, you know, lay on the beach, and we used to, and what happened in the pandemic is all of a sudden got a revelation of, wait a minute, I'm doing a whole lot of stuff that's filling up my time that is taking me away from understanding who God is. Here's the revelation about God. If you'll give yourself to God and get solid in God, he will take you to places where you go do all that stuff. But you do it in faith, with faith, and you transform everybody that's around you right there. I had an uncle and an aunt that all their life wanted to have go on cruises and do different things like that. But they were faithful to their church, their jobs. And he was in a community college in the job fair program. And she was a nurse, and they were pastors. And, you know, they're great people. They're wonderful people. I lived with them for a while. But when they retired, they're like, let's go on a cruise. They got on a cruise and there was no church service. So my uncle went up and said, hey, how come we don't have church? Well, you know, it's tough to get a pastor to come. He goes, I'll be the pastor. They're like, will you really? He said, yeah. They're like, well, there's your conference room. And gave him a room to be the pastor on the ship.
Hallelujah.
And told him, y'all come back now. You're here whenever you want. There's your room. What? Cruise ship is always going to have Christians on it saying, where's church? And they're like, don't know. And not that they didn't want them to have church. I mean, some of those cruise ships are absolutely wicked. Man, they traveled and traveled. They went all over the whole world on a ship. And got a good deal because he was willing to be there and teach and have church on Sunday. How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Wait, using the gift that God gave you, and then bam, look what God does with it.
Yeah.
But what's God always going to do first? He wants you filled with him. This word has within it the power to bring itself to pass if you and I just get in it, stand on it, walk in it, and just dwell in it every single day. I'm preaching so good, I should shout amen. Woo! Roger Oxy, where's your I love the word, brother? I'm in Matthew chapter 12, and I'm in verse 31 through 35. I'm going down here ways. Therefore, I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven men. 32. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it'll be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Don't be those people telling people to go away from the Holy Spirit. Paul said, forbid not to speak in tongues. Whether you understand it or not, tell people you need to get filled with all the power of the Holy Spirit that God will give you. Say it everywhere you go. Why? That way you're a long ways on the other side of saying something against the Holy Spirit. People would say, well, you know, the Holy Spirit, you never know what he will do. Are you kidding? He's the Spirit of truth. Of course you know what he's going to do. He's the Spirit of truth, and he lives inside of you. You are filled with all the fullness of God. I love the word. I'll fill in for Roger. Amen.
That's awesome. Thank you, Felice.
33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Those people that are going astray have a choice. The devil can do nothing to anybody that we don't let him. Make the tree good, or I'm going to tell you something. It's going to come bad. Stand up in faith, or you're going to fall down in doubt. There's no other way. This river does not just sit there. You're either going upstream in faith, or you're going backwards in doubt. And God has no condemnation. You can't look at me and say, I got to be like pastor. Look at me and say, I'm going to chase God like pastor.
Amen.
Amen. I can never be Mark T. Barkley, but I'm going to chase the same God he's chasing with the same intensity and ferociousness. And I'm going to have the same result he gets and better, because I learned more than what he does. People are like, man, if I don't go farther than what he's gone, there's something wrong with me. I better get my nose in the book, because he's already showed us everything he's done. And we can look by him and say, whoa, look what God's doing. I better get off of preaching. Make the tree good, and its fruit will be good. Verse 35. Wait, 34. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. How many of us have made this statement before? I opened my mouth, and out came my parents.
Many.
Have you ever said it? I opened my mouth and out came my parents. Well, it's not that your parents were bad. You spoke what they taught you to speak. If it does not match the word of God, don't let it out another day. That's nothing against your mom and dad. They did everything they could when they were teaching you with all the revelation that was in the world at that day. You and I got to look at what's coming out of our mouth and saying, my Lord Jesus, why is that coming out of my mouth? Because it's down in your heart. Some way, somehow, it got in there. Teachers, school, religion, church, work. It doesn't matter. pain, sorrow, trauma. All of that's going to do a job to school you. But you got the Word of God and a ministry that absolutely functions in faith. Felicia said, how about when we got a long ways to go and we're behind the curve? You ain't behind the curve. You're born again. You're a new creation. The old things have passed away and all things are become new. It's only you and I that puts the brakes on God. He'll transform us in one night if we'll let him.
Yes. Pick you up and set you in your spot. Amen.
Gideon went from afraid, the lowest in his tribe, and it scared and hiding in wine press to tearing down all the idols of the community in one day. In one day. Why? Because God showed up and said, will you trust me? And he said, I'm in. And God said, then let's do it. And within a month's period of time, Gideon, who looked at God and said, you're talking to the wrong one, in a month later had totally annihilated an enemy of 185,000 people. What? Because he trusted in God. 36. I say to you that every idle word man may speak, they will give an account of it on the day of judgment. Don't let that scare you. There's some people like, oh my God, I got every word I say I'm going to be judged for. My God, I'm done. It's all over. I'm done. It's done. Somebody shoot me. Put me out of my misery. No, you have the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of you. He's going to help you do that. But grab a hold of it as a word of faith. Oh, thank you, Father. I can see that. Every word I'm going to be judged for. Well, I'm going to say that word again. I'm not going to say that word again. Beat that thing. Learn that it's a badge of honor to look at yourself and say, I'm never saying that one again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You just revealed it to me, and I just ripped that out of my life. As soon as you rip that word out of your life, you know what you just did? You just grew exponentially beyond anything that other people are willing to do because you're willing to look at yourself and say, get rid of that.
Amen.
The exponential growth is amazing. Why? Because you're a new creation. You received his righteousness. You received it by faith. You received the Holy Spirit by faith. Man, all of a sudden, you're looking at this thing and just going, woo! By your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. This is a good word today. Watch this. 1 Peter 5:7. I'm going to get every one of these verses in because we're not yet at an hour. 1 Peter 5:7. Look at this. No, it's not 7. What is it? 6. Through 11. I'm not getting all the verses
okay,
in.
So five,
six through 11.
Okay.
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:6-11. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care on him, he cares for you. 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary. That's better than giving him the word Satan. He's just an adversary that is already defeated.
Yeah, there you go.
The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, just say it. You don't devour me.
You do not devour me. Amen.
Now, hold your place there and go with me to Revelation 5:5. Or just stay there. I'll just read it. Revelation 5:5. One of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David has prevailed to open the scroll and loose its 7 seals. And where does the lion of the tribe of Judah inhabit? You and I are as bold as a lion. Well, who's the lion? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Why does the enemy, our adversary, act like a lion? Because since Jesus died and rose again, the church has been roaring in the enemy's face because we got the lion of the tribe of Judah in us. So he's trying to roar back as if he is something, and he's not.
And he's not.
We're the ones with the roar. He don't have no roar. He's like a little kitty. You see, he's defeated. But he's trying to roar and sound big because the lion of the tribe of Judah has been roaring in his face his whole life and destroying him. Don't worry about those who are going astray. Help them if you can, but don't let it get on you. Go to God. Let the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah outside of you every single day of your life. Think about this. Oh, I got no time left, and I still got several verses to get in. Here we go. You ready? Just take these verses down. Ephesians 4:27. Do not give place to the devil. Give no place to the devil. Ephesians 4:27. Ecclesiastes 10:11. A serpent may bite when it's charmed. We're going to put the verses in here. Just follow us because I got to get this in. A serpent may bite when it is charmed. Not charmed. Well, what did Jesus call the devil? A serpent. Watch. Mark 16:16-18. Mark 16:16-18. Thank you, Rebecca.
And Felicia.
And Felicia. And Sunday, and Mary, and Dan, and all the rest of you that are doing it. Mark 16:16-18. These signs will follow those who believe in my name. They'll cast out demons. They will speak with tongues. Look at this. They will take up serpents, demons, and crush them.
And they can't hurt them.
So that enemy can't strike you if you're in the ways of God. Resisting. Pastor, some days I don't know how to resist. Just submit to the word of God. If you submit to the word of God and fill your mouth with his word every day, you will automatically resist the devil. If you are speaking his word out loud out of your mouth, it's producing life in your body. We just saw the lady that fasted and prayed and spent her whole life. She memorized the whole Bible. Not in her own strength, by grace. Grace knowledge came upon her. And it was completely given to God. She was completely given to God, and God completely gave the word to her. Watch this. Huh. Let's go to John 14:30. Jesus said, I will no longer talk with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. What was he saying? The devil's going to try to get me to stop going to the cross. I'm not going to talk anymore because my words are of absolute importance.
Don't want to say the wrong thing.
Now, you don't have to live in fear of your words. Let the words come out. When they do, say, whoa, that's in my heart. Get out of my life. Watch. I'm missing the verse. Who took my verse out?
Ripley.
Well, it's that one verse I keep trying to find all the time, where it says, I've given you power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19.
Got it?
Nope. Luke 10:19. Yes, that's what it is. Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, what have we laid out this morning? There's some this departing from the faith. There's others growing in faith. It's up to you which one you're going to be in. It's a personal choice. By submitting to God and His Word, you automatically resist the devil. Automatic. Okay. You don't even have to worry about it. You will, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. It's right in the Word. Because it's all by faith through grace, not by intellectualism. I'm so glad you made that statement, Felicia. What do you feel like if you're behind the curve? You're on the curve. You're the one with the bulldozer making the curve. Make your own curve and make it as big and as sweeping as you want. And put some flashing lights up on the side of it in the big lookout tower. Make your own curve in God. That's a powerful statement. Because every one of us who will stand on this word, Pastor, I don't know what that means. That means you write out a piece of paper and you make a confession and you get some of these statements put together. It's not a confession, a Catholic confession. It is you confessing, professing, proclaiming the word of God. Every time you speak these words filled with life, it's pulling life from the Holy Spirit in you, and it's going through your being, coming out of your mouth, filling every part of your home, your life, your body. It's all over you. It's in your life, and it produces life when you speak the word of God. It produces life because that's what God set it up for. Oh, my. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I have just a little bit more that I could say today. Okay. Oh, there it is. But I'm all done. This is an hour of faith. Hello?
Charging cord.
Here.
My everything's about to come out.
All right. I'm working on my curve with God and trying to catch up with the housework. Amen, Mary. Now, wait.
We're glad you're here.
Now, watch this. Everybody say this. What a learning curve is.
Learning curve is.
What a learning curve is an educational statement. It's true. Yes, in the natural. But God supersedes the natural.
Amen. Amen.
Because Samuel was 8, and he prophesied to Eli the death of his life. He was 8. He wasn't a great prophet. He was 8, and God gave him the assignment to speak to the high priest, you're going to die, and there's no hope for you. He was 8 years old. Where's the learning curve? See, that's in education. When you're teaching a child, if you want to speak that over your children, you can, but I wouldn't speak it. I would speak, my kids learn exponentially because their parents know God and are growing in God, and therefore they'll be farther advanced than anybody because God Almighty's on the inside of them. every word we speak limits or releases people to live. Every word. You're either going to bless your kid with growth, development, and the sky's the limit, only listen to God, or you're going to say, well, but you were born here, and you were in this family, and we're in this city. You see what the limitations you start putting on it? There's no limitation in God. God's used people from little villages and great skyscrapers. God's used the dregs of society and the highest kings and queens who gave themselves to him. And all it is submission to him. And we no longer are bound by the things of this human world. Moses was on the backside of the desert taking care of sheep. And God said, go lead 6 million people out of Egypt. And you'll crush the greatest military power in the world. How do you have a learning curve for that? I'm so glad you made that statement because it matches this message perfectly. And I didn't have it in my notes, and I'm not going to pout about it. Yeah. What is it? The whole body functioning together this morning, and you guys have made these statements, and bam, here we now have a complete message that is transforming lives.
Yeah. Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name. Everybody pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
The mighty works that Jesus did.
The mighty works that Jesus did.
I choose to do.
I choose to do.
Because he promised me I would.
Because he promised me I would.
Here am I.
Here am I.
Send me.
Send me, Lord.
Make me a beacon. To everyone around me.
To everyone around me.
Every day of my life.
Every day of my life.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. I recommend you share this video with a few people. This is very powerful revelation and understanding of God's power. Awesome, powerful word. Now, let's receive communion together. You might say, Pastor, I have 1,000 questions. Good. Write them down.
Yeah.
We're going to get there. I guarantee you I'm going to flesh this message out more and more and more and more and more because we are going to a new level. 2022, I am rewarding you. That's what God said. And he's doing it. And may God take every one of us past anything we ever dreamed we could be because we're walking with him. Are you ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Amen, Mary. Thank you for being here. Thank you for filling out the body today. We needed you. Thank every one of you for being here. You've just made this body a reality. Hundredfold return is in your life now. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body that is broken for you. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. How is that? Why? Because as he is, God Almighty, as he is, Jesus on the throne, so are we in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. In Jesus' mighty name. There is no fear in love. There is no fear in the communion elements. Matter of fact, Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you cannot be a partaker of the kingdom. Well, he's not talking about cannibalism. This is Jesus, the living word. It's manna. We eat it every day. And it produces life inside of our bodies. Every single day. If you're new to us and you've never been born again, now's the time to do that. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation, a prayer of rededication, and the prayer of thank you, Jesus. I'm in the body and faith is growing in me right now. Everybody, pray this prayer out loud with us today. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
In every way.
In every way.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
And the whole New Testament.
And the whole New Testament.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I know you are the Son of God.
I know you are the Son of God.
I receive you. Put your hands out and just receive. I receive you.
Receive you
into my life right now.
Into my life right now.
Bless everyone praying this. Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
I receive your righteousness.
I receive your righteousness.
Filling my life right now.
Filling my life right now.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
live
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
A believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. And amen. Thank you for praying this and being with us. In that one prayer, you went from darkness to light. Why? Because that's what God does for you. He doesn't do something to you. He takes you from this world, puts you in this one. You went from fear, the world of fear, to the world of faith, where you're now filled with the love and the blessing of God. Watch this. You went from your sin, which can't be, to his righteousness, which he just gives you. And now you live by his righteousness. And wow, look at the life you have. You just, the Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. And check it out. Those that are already here are shouting, "Woo! I'm heir of God, and I'm joint heir with Jesus." Everything that God's given to Jesus is now available to you and me. How do I do this, Pastor? Walk with him every day. Pray this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name,
Father, in Jesus'
help
name,
me walk with you every day.
Help me walk with you every day.
Just wake up in the morning and pray it. stop at noon and pray it. Eat your supper and pray it. And when you go to bed tonight at night, just say, Father, how did I do? Let him tell you. And now you got a relationship and you're building that oneness with the Father every single day. You put my email address and website in there so you can contact me and you can get more information about how to walk with God. On the website is the communion service. You can actually read it. You can lead your family in it. I recommend it every single day. If you're a mom or dad that's a believer, you are the prophet, the priest, and the king of your house. Lead them to the things of God. Because when you train them up as the in the way they should go when they're children, when they're old, they don't depart from it. Be in communication with us. We have an evening program we do Monday through Saturday that is very, very solid in its explanation of the Word of God. It's a transforming school of ministry where you can learn how to walk with God and be effective in your very own community. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready? Let's receive the communion elements together. Honestly, if you send me an email, I send you one. That's how it works. But if you don't send me one, I won't know you're there. And we can help anybody walk with God, no matter who you are. We'll help you walk with God. You might say, no, help me. I'm a mess. I need money. Give me money. No, I'm going to help you walk with God, and money will just automatically flow in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I'm a big mess in this area, I know, but when I help you walk with God, it's going to flow through you, and you're going to be like, wow, look what God in my life. And then it won't be about me, but it'll be about God, and that's where it's supposed to stay, 24/7, 365. Ready? Pray this with me. Bless our elements. I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
And sanctify them.
And sanctify
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
Thank you. You were bruised for my iniquity.
You were bruised for my iniquity.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
is
peace
upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
And let's receive his bread together. Thank you, Father. For Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for paying the price. Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Is placed in remission.
Is placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things
and
have become
I thank
new.
You for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne of God.
To the throne of
where
God.
I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
every plague,
every plague
has to pass over,
has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made
my
white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the
be
glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for
in
me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's sing, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. 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 It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Well, bless you guys. Remember this about God. Anytime you put God first, as he said, seek first the kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. Every time you put him first, you can thoroughly expect him to get involved and make the work you have to do to get done more effectively. Because you put him first and said, I'm going to do the kingdom first, and then all these things will be added and multiplied and blessed abundantly back to you. Have you ever noticed the days when God kept saying, put me first, put me first, put me first, and you didn't? You ended up just having the most miserable day you ever experienced. All he wanted was his rightful place, and he was going to show you something during that time that would have made the whole day different. And when you come out of that, now he multiplies your efforts and you get three times as much stuff done.
Yeah. Yep. These wet times are
it's just such an amazing thing about our God. Amen. Amen. And wait, don't ever think that every one of us aren't in that battle every day. It don't matter that I spend all day in the Word of God. It don't matter. I have to fight it myself. It's easy to do the work of the kingdom all day long and think you're in God. But you got to seek first God and his ways. Put the rest of it down and watch God get involved. My daughter from Florida called me today.
Hallelujah.
I feel so blessed. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So when she called you D, what's D mean? Ha, 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 ha. Love you, Mary. Is it warm in your house? Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, we love you guys.
We love you guys.
Thanks for being here with us today.
Sunday, we love you.
Tisha, welcome. Glad you were here.
Yeah.
All y'all that we didn't mention, we didn't notice on the way through, let me see. I'll run through my list again. Wallace Hughes. Welcome, Wallace. Oh, you're blessed
welcome,
in Jesus'
Wallace.
Name. Tisha Jones. Welcome to you. We bless
welcome,
you.
Tisha.
Happy New Year to you. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Felicia, Rebecca, Sunday, Mary, Dan, Kathy Angaroni. Glad to have you with us, ma'am. Kathy Angaroni, Sunday Geyser, Dan, Felicia. Felicia, 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 Dan, Felicia. All right. Sure do love you guys.
We do. Wonderful day. And we'll See you tomorrow.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Now, if you like to hear a good question and answer time, Dr. Barclay will be doing question and answers tonight on his program. That's at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, where he just answers a whole bunch of questions, answers from people. Probably answer a bunch more about his online conference that he did last night. He said this morning in church that he was actually up most of the night talking to political leaders from around the world saying, how do you know all this stuff? They were watching him to see what he was going to say. And he said to them, why do you care?
There's a good question.
And why did you call me? Well, probably because I have your phone number and you're going to give me an answer that I need. In Jesus' mighty name. Make sure you do on your tablet, your computer, your phone, something for Wednesday night. And at some point, hook up with me so that I can turn my Zoom on and you can make sure you're connected to us so you know how to get there. I want this thing to work for us on Wednesday night. Thank you for those of you that sowed a seed to her. Thank you for those of you that pay your tithe and sow seed to us regularly. That's what makes this kingdom work. It's how God set it up. And we appreciate it and we bless you today. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you.
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is
Lord.